send your comments and questions to Mo Ansari to be answered live on the air. Just email mo@compaq.com. That's mo@compaq.com. Market Wrap continues right now. Here's Mo Ansari.
Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari, and you're tuned in as you've been doing so for over two decades now. And wherever you are, from Miami to Seattle, from California to Rhode Island, and even in Honolulu now, you can call in, and I will be more than happy to share with you my 34, nearly 35 years of trading experience. And as always, you can always send me an email, and I'll try to get to those in a little bit. For the next few minutes, hold your calls. It is that time of the day where we go to our guest line, and today on our guest line is Jillian Hess-Verdon. You've heard her here so many times. She's one of the great, great resources we have here at Compaq, who helps us give you some ideas about the estate planning process. She's an estate planning attorney and founder of Hess-Verdon Associates in Newport Beach, California. Her firm advises high net worth individuals and corporate executives with their estate and corporate matters. Ms. Hess-Verdon oversees the estate planning division, which handles wills and trusts, probate court matters, trust and estate litigation, inheritance tax planning, charitable planning, and family foundations. Jillian, welcome back to Market Wrap.
Thank you, Mo. I'm glad to be here.
It's always wonderful to have you on the broadcast. Let's talk a little bit about why is it important to update your estate plan now and what adjustments you can make. Let's talk a little bit about it. Why is it so important now? What's the difference between now and, let's say, a couple of years from now?
This is probably the most exciting year for estate tax changes, which mean there are opportunities. This is one of the first times we've had law changes that give us tax exemptions, tax savings, lower tax brackets. This hasn't happened in a long time. So the most significant act was in 1997. Then we had 2001. And we haven't had anything like this since then. In 2010, when the law changed, this is the year that we get to implement those changes for estates.
But this is going to be forever, right? Now they've changed these laws, and we get the $5 million per person deduction. So if you have a trust, you can have $10 million in deductions, and those are going to be there for a long time, right? Or do they sunset at some point, or are they going to be changed at some point?
Well, I know you know, but you're right. This is only going to last for 2 years. This is a really short window of opportunity. But it does mean that it interacts not only with your wishes for postmortem, so that those exemptions that you talked about, they expire at the end of next year, December 31st, 2012. But if there is no law change, we revert back to the old 1997 Act, which is only a $1 million exemption. Everything over that's taxed at 55%. And even as of last month, there are proposals being made by the White House to, instead of having that effect, to then drop back to the 2009 levels of exemptions. So this is a moving target, Mo. It's not something that's really permanent in any way.
So it is until the end of next year, and that's it, when everything could change again, because that's when a lot of these laws sunset. Is that what it is?
That is. They're already legislated to expire then. But people are worried, and I'm hearing all sorts of reports, they could even expire sooner, so that if you want to take advantage of them, you have to jump in sooner. That's not entirely accurate. It's really going to depend on this super committee in Washington, and are they going to cut some of the exemptions early, or are they going to let them go through the end of 2012?
So this comes into one of those new revenue enhancement things, as they call it. It's not taxes. We want to let everybody know it's not a tax. Just a revenue enhancement. That's what Washington calls it now. So whenever you pay more in taxes, don't worry about it. It's just a revenue enhancement. So this is another one of those things that falls under the revenue enhancement thing where they're trying to raise money. So they will cut back on this, and they could do it even before 2012.
Well, right. And they meet again, you know, November 23rd. That's when that super committee has to come up with their plan. Whatever plan they agree to, that's what goes before Congress and Senate, and the Congress and Senate have to vote on it by December 23rd so that it would be in effect in January. But what's interesting is the president came out with his deficit reduction plan, and everybody was worried about, you know, all the implications and the income tax side. The estate tax recommendation is to drop back to the 2009 figure. So he's already letting them know his preference would be take a chunk out of the estate tax exemption, lower it down to $3.5 million, and the tax bracket, which was in 2009, which is 43%.
So they're trying to, the president is already putting in proposals to bring that down and tax at 43%. How much can you give right now? Could you clarify that to all the listeners? A part of the estate plan, if you have a state right now, if you have an AB trust, you set that up. How much is that?
Okay, so the estate tax exemption of $5 million is what you're allowed to use as a tool when someone's deceased. The gifting amount used to always be a much smaller amount. It was only a $1 million amount, no matter how much the exemption was. That's the big change from last year. They raised it to the same uniform dollar amount of $5 million. So right now and through next year, you can give out of your assets up to the full $5 million in value while you're living, not just using it only upon a death.
So you can have $5 million on death, and if you have a husband and wife trust, that's $10 million. Plus, on top of that, you can gift $5
million? No, you're using up part of your $5 million while you're living.
Okay.
So you're saying, okay, if you're going to lower it to $3.5 million, I'm going to use up my $5 million now and get it out of my estate. And that's the concept that has the deadline. That's really where people need to focus and say, yes, the estate tax is going to be implemented in the year of my death, but if they're going to lower that over time, why wouldn't I want to use the higher amount now while it's available before they decrease it?
Especially if somebody has a lot of real estate holdings and the real estate prices are down right now.
That's exactly right. That's when you want a gift. You don't want to do it when the values are high and escalating.
So right now, and that price will be locked in forever for the kids. Is that correct?
That's what's nice. It's called the value of the gift. So if I have a $1 million asset or piece of property, like you said, and I want to give it away now and use up part of my $5 million while I'm living, then go ahead, do that at the $1 million value because it was valued much higher a few years ago. And let's say in 10 years you think it might be worth more, certainly. But the amount of your exemption that you used up was today's value of $1 million. So you remove the property from your estate, but you only had to use up $1 million of your exemption. You didn't wait until it increased to $2 or $2.5 million, and now we had to use out of your exemption a full $2 or $2.5 million.
Could you also do this as part of a QPERT, where you can set that up if it's your own house and
yes.
And use that as part of the deduction?
Yes, you have to when you're transferring the asset to a qualified personal residence trust, a QPERT. You have to determine what's the value of the gift and how you're going to allocate it. Are you using your annual amount of $13,000,
mm-hmm.
which is a separate gift entirely?
Right.
Or do you want to file the Form 709 with the IRS and say, hey, I'm doing this properly and I'm using a part of my $5 million while I'm living?
Well, so those are things. But again, these are things that somebody needs to sit down with somebody like you, Jillian, and they need to work through all of these things to figure out the right way to do it. And right way right now is one of those opportunities to look at these things before even the end of this year, before they change these laws. Have you updated? What about the trust? Do you need to update it? Update the trust because and replace it because there's some outdated tax language in it. I've seen a lot of these trusts that have these outdated tax language. Could you explain to listeners to what that is and how that works?
Yes, we used to say if your trust was updated or drafted after the 2001 law change, then we really needed to examine it and see if it was appropriate. 2010 Tax Act changed everything. So you have to update based on that new law change. If you have an AB trust, which is for a married couple, and the idea was that this way you would get two times the exemption, there's a whole brand new concept and terminology in the new Tax Act that's called portability. And it means you don't have to do the steps involved in an AB trust. You don't divide it into two trusts after a death. You don't have to file two tax returns. You don't have to do accountings every year until you die on both trusts. Portability means if you incorporate language, and it's required language, into your will and your trust, by the way. It's both. If you do that, you automatically get two times the exemption. So AB trusts that were done just to save taxes and just to get two times the exemption have got to be changed. They create all sorts of extra work, expense, and complication, and unfortunately, Mo, if there are combined families mm-hmm. with remarriages, and now you've required the surviving spouse to answer to the stepchildren or to the other side or to the remainder beneficiaries of the B trust, and they criticize every dollar that's spent, and they use it as a way to get control. All of that was because you had the A and B language to just try to save them taxes. So you need to get that language out of your trust in many, many situations.
That could be a real mess. And people just don't realize this, how complicated these things get. And I know people say, well, I'll be gone, I don't care. But for all your loved one, it really creates a tremendous amount of headache, folks.
But you know what, Mo? Just on that point, this is the first time we're allowed to simplify trust. We get to simplify trust for everybody that's under $10 million net worth as a couple or under $5 million for an individual. This is the first chance we've had to simplify. Usually we have to complicate the trust to get all the tax savings. This is the first time we remove the complications and really simplify it for the families.
Well, that is something that a lot of people should be looking at and need to get done, folks. And that's one thing that all of you need to do. We're talking to Ms. Jill Lynn Hesperdon, state planning attorney and founder of Hesperdon & Associates in Newport Beach, California. If you have questions, if you want to know more about it, you're thinking about a trust, you do not have a trust, you need to get a trust, give us a call, give Jill Lynn a call, and you can get all of that done. Jill Lynn, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule today, being with us today on Market Wrap. It's always wonderful to have you and share all these updates, all these things that people need to figure out to really get that financial peace of mind, and how important it is to get that, make sure it's all in place, the structures, because we get so tied up. I talk to people, and they're 60 years old, 65 years old. I said, do you have a trust? So, well, no, it's one of the things I've been thinking about. I said, for how long? So, for the last 30 years, but I just haven't got around to it. And they have an estate of 10 or 15 or $20 million. And I say, you know what? This is going to be a huge mess. Let's get this done, and you need to get this done immediately. So, folks, everybody listening out there, make sure you get it updated, your trust. These take – you get it done once, and you get it out of the way. And I know it's one of the things that all of you think about. Believe me, getting it done is the important part. Jill Lynn, thank you again for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, it's a pleasure.
That's Jill Lynn Hesperdon, estate planning attorney and founder of Hesperdon & Associates in Newport Beach, California. And you know, for all of you out there, Jill Lynn is kind enough. She has put together a great brochure. It's a brochure called Understanding Estate Taxes. If you want one, call right now. And I'll send you a free copy. Jill Lynn has been kind enough to provide it to us. We'll send it to you. It's free. There's no cost. Also, if you want more information, you can go to their website. It is hesperdon.com, hesverdon.com. And you can get a lot of information there on these estate, all the latest estate taxes, all the latest estate planning tools, all the information is there. So you can go there, hesperdon.com, or you can call me right now, and I'll send you a free brochure that is Understanding Estate Taxes, 1-800-388-9700. All of the information is free. All you have to do is give us a call, and we will be more than happy to send it all out to you, or go to the website. Don't forget, I will be in the San Jose office on the 18th. And then on the 19th, I'm going to fly directly from San Jose to the Scottsdale office. So I will be in both. I know I've not been in Scottsdale for a while. A lot of you have been waiting anxiously. Just a little bit of warm out there. It was a little warm. Now it's perfect, and I'll be there more often. And that's how the schedule works out usually. So do not forget, if you do want to meet, this is your opportunity. The entire team will be there. The financial planners are going to be there. The relationship managers are going to be there. The portfolio management team is going to be there. So you can meet, and we can figure out exactly how you want to go from where you are now to where you want to go financially. All of the information is free, but you have to make the call. We'll put together a customized solution for you. It's an 80-page solution that we will put together and show what you need to do to get from where you are, especially with all the volatility in the markets right now. You've heard me talk about how being proactive is important. Why did we say raise cash in June, July? How would you raise cash in our portfolios? What was the downside target? Why did we do some buying the other day in the market just a couple of days ago? All of that, I'll explain it to you. 1-800-388-9700. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Daily Edition of Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari. I'm going to take a short break, and I will be right back.